What?
From Zoom in a very long time, so I'm very curious to see how this pans out.
Looks like you're live on my phone.
It does, and I am live on Facebook now too. Okay, awesome. So I have two screens, and that's going to make me go crazy here. You guys, welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast. This is your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts. Unleash your soul and learn to co-create a life you love. As you become the writer of your own story in this podcast, you're going to find the inspiration, the practical tips, and the sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You are in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. And you can support this mission at listenbitchdonations.com. If you want to change your life, you're first of all going to want to stay tuned to this episode because it's going to be huge. It's going to be huge. But I have some great links that I've shared of things that I absolutely love. So please check the show notes, okay? And if you really want to support me more than monetary, what I could really use right now is for you to share the shit out of this podcast. And trust me, not only is this episode just for you, I know you know someone that is going to need everything I have to say as well. I am super excited because I have a guest today for the first time in a million years because she's not flaky and she showed the fuck up for me, unlike some of you others. No hate. But you guys, this has been a longtime mentor and friend. Rocky start, definitely a rocky start that got us here because girls are haters. Like there's not girls everywhere. So yeah, we had a rough go at it a little bit, but this is a woman that has believed in me long before I believed in myself. And I can assure you that she was a huge part of me being able to sit here and do this podcast, of getting a book published. Like you're a huge foundation in me stepping into my own potential. So if you guys do not know the amazing Angel Fletcher, this is Angel Fletcher.
Well, hello, my darling. I love that we're doing.
Hello.
Yeah, I can't believe we've never done one of these before together.
We haven't, and I've had the podcast for 2 years, so shame on us. But I think the timing is perfect because just there's a lot going on and new stuff. I said yes to a new business opportunity, and I've not said yes to a business opportunity that has lit me up on all areas right now. So, we're definitely going to talk a lot about that. But I think you guys, if you do not know Angel, she has been in the network marketing industry for a long time and she is a powerhouse. Like I just don't even know how she's done everything she's done because I think I'd lose my mind. But she has been incredible in helping people change their lives, not just financially, but with their health and just even personal belief, because I feel like this industry gets a bad rep and it's well deserved. Okay. Like there's a lot of bullshit and it's absolutely all of it's true. Okay. But there's also other stuff that's true. And there is a possibility of being able to make money and still stay intact with your core values and the things that are important to you. Like you are the representation of your business. And I just think she has changed a lot of lives just financially. I know personally she has helped a ton of people. You go far above and beyond for people. And I just think that's amazing. So kudos to you. If you guys do not know her, make sure you are following her because she is definitely a queen in the industry.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It's funny. Most people, Brandon, whenever I'm interviewed or whenever I speak on stages, most people, that's what they talk about is they talk about what I've done and not who I am. I think that in this profession, we're all walking around flashing our resumes at people along with the big checks, right?
Right.
Do you know any other profession where we're stupid like that? Like, look at how
No.
much I made last year. Look what I've done. And I'm the show me now girl. Right. Okay, what are you doing today? Whose life are you touching today? Whose life are you changing today? And that's where I think you and I come in at is we're actively changing lives. We don't talk about shit we've done. We talk about where we've been. We talk about where we're headed and who we're headed with. And so for me, that's the most important thing.
And just how can we help the most people in the best way? And I think that's huge. And all of our conversations, it's not about like where we came from or what has happened. It is definitely like, okay, so today, what's the best thing we could do today? Where do we start today? And I know that you have been through a lot of shit with the industry too. Like people don't see that side, and I know you don't talk about it. But you definitely have been through a lot, and people don't even know. Like, even the people that think they know, I know they don't know because I know we had a deep conversation about stuff that people just have no clue.
Yeah, it's funny. I've been very, I'm very spiritual. I'm not religious, very spiritual. And recently I've in my journaling that I've started doing because of you 2 years, 3 years ago, I have one place that I've been landing very frequently is Angel. Just because you know where the bodies are buried doesn't mean you participated in the murder. And so many times, Brandon, that people lump people in guilty by association. We've all heard that before, right? Don't hang out with the trash if you don't want to be. Well, Jesus hung out with the trash and he elevated them. And that's always my goal, no matter if I'm hanging out with the people that are doing the murder or the people that are burying the body and covering the murder. It's always about elevating people and trying to be a good example. And if you separate yourself from that, where are you? I want to change the people's lives who need their life changed. You know, the first company that I walked into was filled with people that had money. They had big money. They were senators' daughters and alpha chi beta bitch, whatever, right? You know, and you really there. I looked around and I was the welfare leg. That's what they called me. They called me the welfare leg, the ghetto leg, because I was changing people who were on food stamps, and I was introducing this to people who weighed 600 pounds and just wanted to be able to have their grandkids actually climb up in their lap. And those are the people that we changed in that company. And so, you know, I think that we get in locked in the past of this happened to me, and we get so locked in that negative place that we don't set ourselves free. And so I'm in a new space right now. I'm in a new space physically, I'm in a new space emotionally, and I'm very much in a new space spiritually. And so I'm excited for the future and where we're all headed.
I mean, just to witness the growth, like I'm definitely in awe of you, 'cause I just feel like it's crazy. It's crazy. You gave people too much power over you, and I've seen that shift that it doesn't get to happen anymore. I
Boundaries.
love that. And it's
Boundaries.
heartbreaking to watch someone you know that is so amazing. And it was that toxic positivity, right? We have to love people no matter what. And I just literally talked about this yesterday, right? Everyone thinks because you're a Christian, you have to turn the other cheek. And it's literally, he was not a pacifist. It turn the other cheek means we don't have to belittle people, but we also don't have to tolerate bullshit.
Well, there's a such thing as no access, right? I've forgiven every single person, especially in this profession, because at the end of the day, Brandon, good people make bad choices in desperate times. Okay. We've all been there. We've all made really bad choices. We've all done the things. And you have to remember, especially when somebody is leaving a company, which is where all the toxicity like ignites around leaving a company, whether on the company that's receiving you side, because they all want, let me go get all these people's people. And so they promote that. They want you to tell the bad stories. But at the end of the day, somebody has to be the bad guy to justify. You know, when I left, I thought that company was never going to be around. Had I have had somebody step in, a word of wise step in and say, listen, girl, you're up in your ego. You're not taking this company down. You're not going to single-handedly rip everybody out of this company. So stop it. Just go do you and be you. I think that I would have that I first of all, I wouldn't have learned the lessons that I learned. But I also feel like people need to be talking. We need podcasts like this, Brandon. We need people talking about this stuff because there are books that teach you how to recruit. There are books that teach you how to be salesman. There are coaches that teach you more junk than most people ever even need to know. But they don't teach you how to just be. How do I just be through this horrible situation? You know, rather than seeking a solution, people seek audiences on these platforms. And got news for you. No, when you go out there and you do this negative promotion, you're just attracting the negative people. Negative people run from that crap. So for me, I just think we need to be more forgiving, show more grace in this world that we live in, show more grace to people that are in desperate times because they don't make good decisions.
No, I totally see that. I see that, and I think people just don't understand, especially like if you're trauma bonding, if you're bonding over something negative, you're not building a foundation for like a true core business. So if your whole identity is built out of hate, and every decision you make is to like, I'm really going to show her
That's
you're just like treading water. You're not making any forward momentum. So, you know, it does suck to see amazing people kind of hurt themselves at the same, but we all do it. We all do it. I mean, I've self-sabotaged since you met me, and I'm sure it's frustrating. I know I've said it out loud a million times. I have a mentor that probably wants to strangle me right now because like I go so far to go so far, and I know it's frustrating to watch, you know. So we're all
But it's also like watching a child autocorrect, right? It's watching that and it's seeing that learning process happen. I remember whenever you finally decided to write your book, this glow came over you. You had been a writer for years and years and years. You just never believed in yourself enough to actually get to the next level. And when you did, it was like your kid graduated, right? It was so amazing. And so in that, from a mentor standpoint, our job is to love you through all the lessons. It's not to save you from the lessons. And so some of the hardest lessons that you learn, you got to learn with me just watching.
And it's hard. It's hard to watch our kids mess up. It's hard to watch our people. I mean, I get frustrated. I get frustrated when I'm literally telling someone, like, you're ready. You've been ready. You asked me how to do this a year ago. You haven't applied it. You're not doing the things. And that's it. I can't force them. So it's hard. It is very hard. You guys, I want to talk to you today. So we're going to get to like the core of what we're going to do here. And I know I was just telling Angel, you guys know I have squirrel brain, so we go all over the place, but I'm excited to talk about this because I've been in the health and wellness industry for almost 10 years. It's been frustrating. It's frustrating because you get to this point where, you know, you have a product that you see it working for other people and you take it and it's not working for you. In fact, I've seen that everywhere. And if anyone's listening that kind of feels like me, I'm at the end of my rope. Like, I've seriously considered getting all those toxic ass shots just to get where I want to be. You know, my husband and I are joking. Literally, if my weight reflected what I eat, I would weigh 90 pounds. Like, it's stupid. I'm telling you guys, I've been on an uphill battle forever and I love where I'm at, but it still doesn't make sense. Like, why are these products not working for me, but I see the success in other people? And I literally am finding out the answer. Okay. And we can guess all day long, right? But I just learned, my mentor just told me it's time to test, don't guess. And so I'm going to do a blood test live today from this incredible kit that I have. Yep. And it tests like 11 fatty acids, right? And what this is going for, the reason I'm doing this, because I think something that doesn't ever get talked about, or something that people think isn't applicable to them because they take omegas. If you're taking a fish oil, you are not immune from the possibility of being imbalanced from your omegas, okay? Because we have an omega-3 and we have an omega-6. I know one of them. Yeah, I know Angel is a lot smarter than me about this, but I know one of them is like anti-inflammatory. That's going to be like your brain, you know, your heart and joint health. And I know one of them is like your immune function, you know? So these two things have to be balanced for your body to work correctly, right?
Yes. So you have omega 6, which is the yucky omega. All right. It does all the bad stuff. It does all the damage. It causes inflammation and promotes inflammation in your body. And they box against each other. And so your omega 3 battles all of that bad stuff. Well, here's what happens, Brendan. If your omega 6 is this big, huge, ginormous, giant boxer that's a professional, and you put him up against this high school wrestling dude who's tiny, they're unevenly matched. The little boy that's battling this big, huge, grown man can't keep up. They just can't keep up. And so it's all about balancing those two. You've got to have the right number of omega-3s in your body to battle the omega-6s. Otherwise, the imbalance is what causes you, not the deficiency. The imbalance is what causes you so many problems.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. And so if those are going to be imbalanced, guys, if you're like, well, I don't know, really, how do I tell? Like, not even saying guess, I'm saying literally take this test. But if you're kind of like, I don't really know if I need it because whatever. But if you've got issues, like, this is my pretty little box, you guys. It's super cute. Okay. If you have issues like, brain fog, poor concentration, higher risk of depression. And I know we were just talking about this too. I know you're going to have a great story to share about that. But like you have these increased risks of like struggling with learning, slower recovery. You've got inflammation throughout your entire body. So your autoimmune conditions are going to start flaring up, right? Maybe your joints hurt, higher, swelling, like it's harder for you to recover after you work out, or harder to lose weight, or, your fat gain is out of control, or, just even that getting the cravings and stuff, like having that imbalance, your cravings are going to be terrible. And then your immune system, your hormones, that's all going to be out of whack. Like it's going to affect everything, your eyes, your hair, you're going to have skin issues. Like this is huge. It is literally like a head to toe, inside and out problem, because it wrecks everything. You're going to
Absolutely.
age faster.
100%. You know, it's funny, Brandon. I didn't know any of this 2 weeks ago.
Either.
Didn't know any of this 2 weeks ago. And now that I know it, I can't unknow it, right? Because it's if you struggle to feel good, if you struggle with anything, your day-to-day struggles, I guarantee you there's a research study that's directly connected to an omega imbalance. There's so many out there. I never knew any of this. Here, I
Right.
have two stories for you. The first story that I'll tell you is, so, I'm finding out all of this. My daughter Hunter, which is the love of my life, and she has struggled terribly with her weight. She has struggled terribly with her health, 13 autoimmune diseases, the whole gamut, right? She's been seeing an immunologist here where we live for over 10 years. Now, before we got into a health related thing, she avoided what I did, network marketing, because I was in the fat zone, she called it. She's like, Mom, I'm never going to be skinny. I'm always going to be overweight. And I can't sell something that people can literally look at you and say, ha, you should take your own product. She said, I'm not emotionally stable enough to be in that place. So she never wanted to do what I do. And so she's been listening to me. Learning stuff, literally watching videos by the hundreds day every day. What else can I know? What else can I know about this? Who else can I help? And last Friday, she went to her immunologist, who she's been seeing for 10 years. And she said, she has me on FaceTime. And I hear her say to her doctor, so I just have a couple of questions for you today. And he's like, great, Hunter. And what can I help you with? And she said, my mom says that my autoimmune diseases are directly connected to inflammation in my body. Is that true? And he said, yeah, actually they are. She said, my mom also said that inflammation is caused from an omega imbalance. And although I don't really know what that means, is that true? And he said, actually, yeah, your mom's pretty smart. And she said, well, I just have one more question for you. Why have you never told me that?
Oof.
And he literally like took it literally took his breath for a minute. And he said to me, I feel like you and I know each other long enough that I could actually say this to you, Hunter. In school, we're not taught to do that, taught to diagnose and write prescriptions. And he
Correct.
said, I'm not paid to give people advice about supplements. That's kind of scary.
It is the truth. I've talked about that on here. Health is a business, and why are we spending billions of dollars with big pharma who's never created a cure? It's all for advertising. It's all to line the pockets of doctors that push their pills. So it's very toxic, and that's why, like, kudos to him for taking responsibility. Like, he owned it. I love that.
Well, and then he sat there with her and he actually explained to her that yes, she should be taking this new product. It's just olive oil infused with omegas. She needs this in her body. And he also told her it will help resolve a lot of things that are going on. So absolutely take it. But this is what he explained. He explained that when your body is out of balance with omegas, all the cells that are in your body have an outer lining, and that outer lining hardens. Brandon. And so whenever it does, it's like your fat is on lockdown. It is
Trapped.
not going anywhere. It's not going out. And if nothing can go out, guess what? That means nothing can get in. So the money that you're spending on all of the supplements that you're buying is literally going down the toilet because you're just peeing it out. So you have expensive urine. When you work on the core root of the problem, which is your body's not functioning correctly, whatever that looks like for you, I'm not here to make medical diagnosis. I'm repeating a conversation the doctor had with my own daughter. But here's what the other thing that I know. Now that I've done all this research and I've found where actual scientific studies have been done where inflammation is directly connected to depression, I'm pissed. I've been on antidepressants for 41 years. I've spent time in an institution as a teenager for trying to commit suicide. All driven from depression. And in 41 years, nobody thought to tell me. No one, psychologists, psychiatrists, doctors, OBGYNs, all of these doctors in and out of my life, they have more initials than I have letters to my name, and no one told me. At any point, I could have taken my life. At any point, there are days where I have crawled into some of the darkest caves and locked myself off from the world all alone with thoughts no one should have to suffer through when it could be directly connected to the fact that our brains are more than 60% fat. And when you have these two omegas fighting against each other, it creates all of this chaos. And nobody told me. It's crazy.
How long have you been taking the oil?
5 days. And
Okay.
can you feel my energy?
I'm on day five too.
I feel great.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I feel like I always feel good, so that makes it hard for me to decide like how I, you know, how I feel, but I don't know. There's just something. And I'm gonna be honest, you guys. So I got on a call. And if you guys know, like when a new company launches, when a new business launches, it is important from a monetary standpoint that you get people riled up and excited because that's how they're going to share the product. It's common sense. I've been on a lot of these calls where it's a bunch of fluffy bullshit and like people are like, it's so great. And then I get it and I'm like, you're a fucking liar. This is terrible. So I'm listening to these people, okay? And they're telling me that this doesn't taste like fish. It's fish oil. How can it not taste like fish? I could take a capsule and swallow it, but I'm gonna put oil on my tongue and you're telling me it's not gonna be fishy. So I hear them all saying, there's no fish, absolutely no fish taste. And I'm like, liar, liar, pants on fire, but I'll try anything. I'm gonna try anything, you guys. I will try anything once. I'm the queen of that, okay? Holy crap. So
What do
this
you
is
have?
not, I
Which
have
one?
the Tutti Frutti.
You do.
Tutti Frutti. And do I burp Tutti Frutti? That's it. I definitely burp after I take it, like a little window. It's not excessive, it's not extreme, but it's Tutti Frutti. Okay. And I really thought I have a bad, terrible story about castor oil when I was pregnant with my first daughter. Okay. I was one of those, I wanted to have her right now. And I tried this castor oil. It was terrible. I was so sick for like 2 or 3 days. And I could never, like, the thought of drinking oil. Because you guys know there was a whole thing about like coconut oil. Well, I do that now. I've gotten to the point where I could do the coconut oil, but I'm like to actually swallow oil, I don't think I could do that. It is not even bad. I don't gag. I'm just like, oh, no big deal. Definitely drink water after, but like it's no big deal. It's so, I'm like, how did they do this? Like, what voodoo magic is in here that I'm not drinking fish? But I want to take this test. You've taken this test, so walk me through this. Because I literally just opened it right now. So,
So you see that first step first, you see that little card flapping off on your hand, the card that
this
you're
one.
in? Yes.
Okay.
First thing you're gonna do is tear that tear card off and stick it so you can keep it because the number on it is the only way for you to be identified. You do not put a
Okay.
name, there's no address, there's no phone, there's zero way to connect you with this test except for that ID number that's on that card. So what you want to do is take a picture of it, Brandon, so it doesn't get lost.
Okay.
And then you're going to, you can get, wash your hands, you can use a little, you want to clean your finger.
Okay. So they have a little thing in here so I could do that.
Then the second half of what you just ripped off, you just slide it out, flip that card over, and you'll see there's two little circles. I'm looking at it. There you go.
Okay. So that part, that top part, right?
That's where you're going to drop your drops.
Okay. So let's clean my finger.
Your finger and then shake your hand, or they tell you to do windmills, get the circulation going in your arm before you stick it. That way to
I'm
make
a big baby about the stick. How crazy. This is going to be the worst part of the whole experience, you guys. And if I could do this, anyone could do this. Okay. What the heck?
Yeah, I actually had a girl this week and she's like, okay, non-negotiable, I'm not sticking my finger. And I'm
Right.
like, well, the whole point is to test. She's like, I know I'm out of balance because everything that I've seen describes me. All right,
Yeah.
so you're just gonna stick it right on there and push it down hard. Just do it fast.
Okay.
There you
And
go.
I'm not a bleeder.
Okay, so hold your hand up like this, and then you're gonna like milk it like if you were doing a cow or something. You got blood coming out?
I do.
Okay, there you go. Now
So
you
one on each.
just drip it onto the thing. One on each kind of fills that little circle up.
Drip. Let me get a little more out here. Does it need to fill up the whole circle? Let me show
Well,
you because
unless you can.
it's.
You can show me.
I should have put a disclaimer on here if y'all are scared of blood.
Oh, you got to squeeze some more. They got to have more.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, you're definitely not a bleeder, huh?
I mean, I am, but I'm cold and I'm scared.
Well,
So that's not going to help
you just described yourself as dead.
Yeah, exactly. I am cold and scared. Y'all, if I could do this, anybody could do this because that really freaked me out. Okay.
And then once you're done, you just set it to the side and let it dry for 10 minutes.
Okay.
And then you're going to stick it in back in the little sliding thing. You stick it back in the envelope. You seal up the
Do I still need more?
well, yeah, you need to kind of try and fill it up a little
Fill
bit.
it. Oh my gosh. How is that going to be possible?
Well, shake your hands.
Okay, let me get this off because there's enough. It'll probably drip right now.
And you got your arm up. You want your arm down. There you
Oh,
go.
now I'm bleeding sick. Oh, that's terrible. Okay. So I do this. I'm going to set it to the side. I'm going to let it dry.
And then the envelope that you tore, you'll see, you'll stick that back in there because it's resealable.
Okay.
And then you'll stick it in the envelope and you stick it in the mail. That's it. And then it gets mailed to Florida. And you don't have to pay for the postage or anything. It gets mailed to Florida. And then it gets boxed up and it gets overnighted over to Norway to a third-party lab. And it's the same lab that major universities like Harvard and Stanford, they use. So it's very credible, accredited. And that's why there's no identifying factors on it, right? Because you're
Okay.
literally just, it's a completely anonymous test.
So you guys see, I filled up my little dots.
Now just set it aside and let it dry.
Okay. And there's like a little
The
return
Band-Aid.
bag.
Yep. You put
Cute.
that, you'll put it in there, and then you'll stick it in the paper envelope, seal it up, and bada boom, you're done.
Wow. And it is already marked, you guys. So that's it.
Yeah.
Okay. So after they send it off, how long am I waiting for results?
It's about 10 to 14 days, depending on where it's coming from, because ours goes to Florida, then over to Norway. So it
Okay.
depends on where in the world they're open. They do these tests in a massive number of countries. In fact, Brandon, people can go to ZenzenoTest.com. And click on the balance test. You'll see they also have a home vitamin D test because that's something else that most women don't know. They're walking around vitamin D deficient. And then there is a long-term A1C test because again, most people that are obese, they don't even realize that they have A1C problems with their blood sugars. So these are tests that you can do in the comfort of your own home if you don't want to go to the doctor, or some people just can't afford to go to the doctor, right?
Right.
I mean, and then you get the blood test, and then you've got to do this, and or maybe you just don't trust
That part.
profession enough to go. And so this at least can make you aware. I love that this company says, look, we just want to know if you want to know. And if you want to know, we give you the ability to know. And I love that. And so you can click on the balance test, and then you can go to this big world map, Brandon, and you can see what the average, like in the United States, they've done 55,000 tests. Out of those 55,000, they've taken the average. The national average for the United States is 24.5 or something like that to one
Wow.
omega imbalance. And then so you buy the kit. It comes with your original test. It comes with your first month of your oil, and it comes with a test that will show up on the end of month four. And that's $135. Very affordable. The test alone is $125, and you get two and your month's supply. Okay. Then for the 4 months, your oil is only $45.
Nice.
At the end of month four, you take your second test and it'll show you the difference. So now, before and afters, Brandon, there's no humiliation with before and afters. It's science. It's
Right.
literally, this is what my number was, and it's proving to you they're so confident and they have such amazing test results that they have zero problem. Let's say, Brandon, that when you get your test back, you're not in this 97%. Let's say you've been eating fatty fish. And you
Right.
are perfect. You're in the 3% of the world. You send that test in, they refund you.
Nice.
They don't want to keep your money. They want to help the people who need the help. And so they don't want to keep your money for the test or for the oil. They're going to give you your money back. And so at the end of month four, when you retest and you get those numbers again, you get to physically see that the product's working in your body. And it's not only just a your number was this and it's now this. When you get that test back, it tells you things like your mental stability. It tells you things
Wow.
like, what is my cell permeability? What is that? How tough is that cell wall? So that you can then make decisions about the things that you're doing. And listen, another thing that I love about this company's Zeno is that they don't want to go take people away from the supplements or the companies that they're with. They're saying, stay where you are, but be a customer. Take the oil. Let's make it so that your products are more effective in your body, so that your body's working with the products that you're taking. Because we're not going to have 10 million different network marketing products in our company. So we don't want you to leave what you're doing. We want you to be happy where you are. Whatever is home to you, stay there, but be a customer and take the oil and fix what's going on in your body.
Right. Or help your clients. Like
Yes.
any health and wellness industry, if you've got someone coming to you and saying, like, the products aren't working for me, why don't you have them test? You know what I mean? Like, especially if you know and you believe in what your product does, it may not be the product, right? It's the person. It's like the Brandons of the world of like, everyone loves this. And I'm like, oh, it did not, I fell asleep. It does nothing for me, you know? So what do we say about expensive pee? I mean, it's your job security to make sure people are balanced because they're going to have the best success.
Well, who are you serving, right?
Right.
So really ask yourself, everybody walks around in this profession and says, I just want to serve people. And I've
Yeah.
even heard people say, and if tomorrow my company started paying me, I would continue selling this. BS. Okay.
Yeah.
Can we just be real? Money makes the world go around. We
Yes.
all need it. We all want to live better lives. We all want to break those generational curses if we can. We all want to be able to do things for the people that we love, and we all want to make a difference on this planet. Money makes all that happen. So the benefits of making more money are why we do what we do. Yes, in the process, do we get to help a lot of people? Of course, that's where our passion is driven. But ultimately, the hunger part of this is we need to make money and we want to make
Exactly.
money. So in that, who are you serving, right? Are you serving a system where you just leave dead bodies behind you in your wake of trying to make money? Or are you serving your people and saying, listen, you've been on this product for 3 months. I don't know. Maybe there's something else going on in your body. What if you could take a simple little test and find out? What
Right.
if it might be something as simple as instead of spending $250 a month on what you're doing, we slow down for just a minute. You take this test and you start this oil, and then in 4 months, you haven't even invested what you were investing per month, and then we try again. Like
Right.
now you're working with your people to retain them and to really make a difference.
Right. How do omegas affect cortisol?
Well, there's a lot of studies that have been done about that because if your cells are not flushing out. So one of the things, if you look, I dare your audience to go to TikTok and literally search or go to YouTube and search cortisol connection to omega imbalance. The studies are out there. They're literally everywhere. And so if your cortisol levels are high, that means your body's in stress and distress. And anything distress, disease, anything that causes discomfort in your body, there are studies that you can find that will connect it to an omega imbalance.
Correct. And this is, I'm going to hurt a lot of people's feelings because right now everybody's marketing their products using that word cortisol because it's a blanket term that is covering everybody right now. And if you are not correlating your cortisol with your omega deficiency, then you're missing everything. You're going to put a band-aid on a problem and not find the solution. You know, so your body's freaking out and you really want to help your cortisol. You know, this is a huge marketing thing. I mean, I see it on every video I watch. Like it talks about all the negative things and all the things that are happening. And that's why, yes, cortisol is an issue of having inflammation and your belly fat and your burnout and your anxiety. But if you are in balance, if your omegas are in balance, then your cortisol is only spiking when it's supposed to, you know, which is genuinely like real stress if you're really being chased by a tiger, not because someone text you, right? Or, you know, it's you feel alert when you should. And your body stops eating itself alive. So I feel like omegas would ideally be like the thermostat for our cortisol, right? Like
Well,
if
and
you're.
for everything, I actually, guys, I just want you to know I'm not making any medical claims here, but what I'm telling you is the studies that I found independent of this company. And so I went on a mad crazy research, and I went to Google, and I went to YouTube, and I went to all of these places, and there are nutritionists, there are pharmacists, there are doctors who are talking about this and how important it is to balance your omegas. I don't have to tell you anything. Don't believe me. I dare you to not believe me. I dare you to do your own research because then you're taking control of your own health. And you're being responsible for the decisions that you're making, and it's not coming from hype. You're actually going to start making decisions based on science. And that's all I challenge everybody to do, Brandon.
And that's what company does that? I mean, what company can back this up with an actual test? So I think this is huge, you guys. I think that if you have any question about your balance, if there's anything that if any of that disease, discomfort, dis anything, I think you need to be taking this test. And really, I mean, it was quick. It was painless. It didn't kill me to do it. You know, it's super easy. So I'm definitely going to share my results when I get them in, and then I'm excited to retest as well because I already started day five of just taking the oil. So cheers. That's it. That's how easy it is. A little shot glass, not a big deal.
That's it. And mine's tutti frutti too, by the way.
It's tutti frutti.
But let me tell you something that I did yesterday. I had a little salad for lunch, and I actually took my oil and I mixed it with a little balsamic vinegar, and I made my salad dressing out of it.
Oh, that would work. But tutti frutti, no. It's pretty tutti frutti, that burping. Did you
It
still
literally
burp up
tastes
tutti
like
frutti?
bubble gum, like a remember the old pink bazooka bubble gum when you used to open that? Like that's what it smells like, is that old bazooka bubble gum to me.
Well, as far as the business side of this, can you talk a little bit about Zinzino, like their mission, what we're doing? Because I know a lot of people are just kind of lost and tired of all the things and being in a weight loss industry, I think people are kind of tired of that just because like, do products last? Do products stay? Do ingredients stay? Does it work for everybody? And the up and down of that can be hard. And I think this foundationally, are we going to have weight loss products? Yes, I'm very excited. I'll be trying a weight loss product at the end of this month. Okay. So I'm not giving up on that personal use. Absolutely. But would I put all my eggs in a basket of promoting weight loss products again? I don't think so. So I get the best of both worlds here. But I think the foundation of having a company that wants you to test and not guess, that's going to back everything by science. Why would this be a safe bet for building a business?
So there's a couple of reasons. And in my pursuit of knowledge over the past 2 weeks, since this has been, you know, fallen in my lap and God's given this to me, I have been digging in so deep into this company, into the founders. So let's just start with ownership. Okay. Mm-hmm. We see yucky ownership everywhere, not just network marketing companies. The everywhere. Bottom line is this is a profit model. Mm-hmm. Business is a profit model. You're out to make money. And so decisions are made based on profit margins, not people. This is a little bit different. You have the co-founders, a husband and wife team, Oren and Hildy. They started this company 20 years ago. He had been in network marketing before. I haven't gotten Hildy's backstory yet, but I'm sure they probably met like before. But he had been in a weight loss and he decided to create his own company. They did that. This company's been in business for 20 years and I'd never heard of it before. And listen, Brendan, I am pretty connected in this space.
Correct.
Been on stages. I've been in the big rooms. I've been with all the gazillion dollar earners flashing their big fat checks and prancing around mm-hmm. stage on $20,000 suits, right?
Yes.
And I'd never heard of them. They're publicly traded. That tells me there's a public history of growth. I can don't have to listen. I can go see for myself because they're publicly traded. The founders, they don't solely own the company. So in the middle of the night, somebody can't decide to just take money away from me. Like a thief in the night. They can't just change a comp plan and not tell anybody. Like they can't just pull an ingredient or it has to go through a process. Even when they acquire a company, when they purchase another company, there's mm-hmm. legal processes that they have to follow. And so I love accountability. All right.
Yeah.
To know this husband and wife team started this company from a vision 20 years ago. They celebrate 20 years in November. And every single year I can go and look at their stocks and I can go look at their actual profit margins publicly. Holy Hannah. Talk about showing me like with your clothes off, right? Let's get all close and personal publicly.
Right.
Now, on top of that, they manage from the field. They are the master distributors. So they, of course, they're making decisions from the field standpoint. I love that. I got to meet Oren on a call like 8 days ago. And he is a very, he's a visionary.
Yeah.
And from that conversation, I didn't get excitement. I got hope. And that was a big difference for me. Most of the time they give me these shows, they put on these performances. And listen, if y'all don't think I've had every shiny object thrown at me over the past 12 years, you are sadly mistaken. There have been many companies out there that have offered me deals and wanted me to do this. And how about that? And let me fly you in here and let me write you this check. Over the last 12 years, I've actually been doing this almost 14 years, but 12 since I've been in this company mm-hmm. because I'm a builder. That's what I do. I build and I build teams and I build companies and I build people. And so none of that. They didn't offer me a deal to stay. They didn't offer me a deal to come over with the current organization. They said, this is what we're doing and you have a decision. Not a deal, a decision. And so I said, well, put me in the system. Let me see. Let me see. So they did. I got in the system. I got my link and I went to work. And it's working. I'm having conversations. I've ranked like four times. I don't even know the comp plan. I don't need to know the comp plan. Listen, it's so confusing because there's so many ways that people get paid for so many different things. And it's like a video game. If you do this, you unlock. Remember that old video game Mario Brothers, Brandon, where Yeah, you're here you are, this little dude, and you're walking along and you eat something or you pick up something, and all of a sudden you're in hyperspeed and now he's running, and then he does something else and he gets on the little back of this little dinosaur, and now he gets, that's how I feel.
Yeah.
Every day it's like you unlocked this and now you have this multiplier, now you get this speed thing. And so I'm running through this like a video game, collecting stuff. I don't even know what it is. But at the end of the day, when my pay processes and I get to see all of this, it's like the little coins going up, ching, 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 ching. That's what
Right.
it feels like. And I'm watch, I get on a call, their North America call. Now, out of 1.5 million tests that have been done in the United States, in the world, Brandon, only 50,000 in the United States. And do you
Wow.
know when I heard that number, only less than 8,000 in Canada, Brandon.
Wow.
When I heard that number, I literally saw an opportunity for the everyday average person to make a difference in their life, not only physically, but financially, because that means it's wide open. People talk about saturated markets. Listen, there are still people on this planet like me that whenever I got introduced to network marketing, I'd never heard of it before. There are
Right.
still people that have never heard of what we do. There are still people that need to be told. And with this opportunity that I'm looking at, I can't see anything that doesn't just make sense. Their tools, their videos, their pathways. If you want to be a customer gatherer, okay, go get some customers. If you want to build a team, okay, go build a team. If you just want to be a customer to get four customers and get your product for free, okay, we'll support you there. They did a call Saturday with my team, and more of that visionary showed up out of Orin. And I want to be in a room where people are smarter than me, and he is way smarter than me.
Yeah.
And this isn't his only business. This is just the business that has his heart. And when I hear somebody like a billionaire say, I've got other things, I've got other companies, you know, that little suitcase thing that you see people dragging their kids around in the airport?
Yeah.
He created that. That's
Wow.
his company. But his heart is here. I'm going to sit up a little differently. I'm going to take notice. This is a dude that could do any business. He could afford to do anything, and he's in the field recruiting people and selling this amazing olive oil. Do your research about olive oil, you guys. Do your research about olive oil, and then what? Look at all the movement of people that are now drinking olive oil every day because of its health benefits. I won't even go into that side of it. And now we have omega infused olive oil. The gamut of things is endless that it could help you with.
And
So,
for the record, I mean, just taking that fish oil capsule is not going to help you. It's not going to help you. So I want to make that, I don't want you to be like, I don't want you listening and be like, well, I'm just going to drink olive oil and keep taking my fish supplements.
do your research. Research
Dude.
that too. Literally, you guys, the things that deliver the omega into your body are called polyphenols. And when fish oil goes through the process to be put in that little capsule, a lot of those are damaged. So the delivery mechanism doesn't work. It's like your DoorDash dude breaking down in a car and not getting your pizza to you, Brandon, right?
Yeah.
It's not going to do you any good three blocks down.
Right.
Right. And so if you are putting, it's like having a car outside that you go out every day and you put oil in it, but it's got four flat tires. You're not going anywhere.
Right. Right. I
So
get
do
that.
your research. Be
Yeah.
health conscious. Be responsible about what you're putting in your body. I'm not telling you to go become an expert, but I'm going to tell you something. If you just take whatever it is, your dis is your daily dis. All right, that's a really good day. Your daily dis.
Daily dis,
Your daily
yes.
dis, whatever that daily dis is,
Yeah.
and go take it and put it in all any of those search engines that I mentioned, YouTube, TikTok, or Google, and say dis whatever it is versus omega imbalance, and just educate yourself, and then come back to Brandon and say, I want to know. I want to know, is that what's causing this? If it is, I need to get tested. And
Right.
here's the thing, it's no risk. If it's not and you're in the 3%, you get your money back. But if it is, and you could literally spend that small amount of money to make such a big difference. Don't you want to know?
Right.
I
I
should know.
guarantee we spend $40 on more bullshit than taking an oil. And are you kidding me? I no. I mean, I spent $40 on junk food at the gas station for my kids yesterday.
Right.
What?
Yeah, exactly. Well, and here's the thing, Brandon. If they can't afford it, because I do believe there are people whose wallets just don't have the $45 in it.
Yeah.
The company recognizes that. Brandon, all they got to do is say, "Hey, Brandon, my mom can afford this, and my best friend and the girl that I go to church with, they've all got disses in their life. Maybe you can help me talk to them because four customers and your
Gets
oil.
yours free. Yeah.
What? What? Are you kidding me right now?" So there really is a pathway to the solution. Equals you being better. There's a lot of ways to do the equation. It's
Right.
just having the conversation and getting with Brandon and saying, "Okay, this is where I'm at." And being honest, listen, Brandon, because if there's somebody on this planet that knows that you can't afford something, it's me or Brandon. Food stamp girl, government
Yep.
apartment girl, started 14 years ago
Yeah.
in a government apartment, not being able to even take care of her own children, feeling like the worst mom on the planet.
Yeah.
14 years later, I've changed my life. I've changed their lives. I've broken every generational curse there is.
Yep.
And so that's what is possible. And it's just having the conversation and being real. "Look, Brandon, I'm the food stamp girl. I can't afford this, but I know people that can afford it. So how about you and I do this four pack thing?"
Yeah. I love that. Well, I do want to talk about what it about the business. I want to talk about the business because I think people don't understand. Ben and I started, I've done network marketing. That's how I've been able to stay home with my kids. 10 years of that. That's how I've done it. That's how I've not had to be in the work field or whatever.
Absolutely.
So what we did is last year, was it last year or the year before? I did. I got tired of network marketing. I was like, look, I'm just not even, I'm over this, right? I saw a lot of ugly stuff. I started coaching women that were in the industry and I'm like, oh my God, it's everywhere. Okay. It's an epidemic. It's terrible. I'm done. It just, it didn't, I lost the heart in that. So what we did was we started a power washing business, like brick and mortar. We had to buy the equipment. We had to start from scratch. We had to do so much. And when I tell you the money that that cost us, that was insane. It's insane the amount of money it costs to start a business. And everyone is talking about the struggle, the economy. Girl, I'm bartending 2 nights a week and that money goes faster, than I can make it. Everybody can use extra money, but having a business is what changes the game. And I think there's so many things here that I love that made me realize like this isn't the same business I've been in before. Is there going to be bullshit? Probably. I mean, no, nothing is perfect, you guys. Come on. When I bartend, okay, there's nights we run out of everything. You know what I mean? Like kids want chicken tenders and I'm like, oh, sorry, we're out of that. Oh, I'm out of Tito's. Like, shit happens and you just kind of roll with it, right? So stuff happens. It's that expectation of perfection is not going to happen, but if you really do want to build that empire and you want to have a foundational business, how is this going to be better than a brick and mortar or what is our buy-in for a business? What does it cost to actually be a business builder in this company?
So there are several ways that you can do this. I'm not the free girl. That's one of the things that I love in this particular company is there are very clear lines, and there are customers and there are business people, and they think differently. That customers should never be in your business. Customers should be customers, and you serve them. They should never be over here, okay? And so there are three business packages, and it just depends on what's in your wallet, and B, the level investment that you have. How badly do you want it? Because I'm going to tell you something. When I started and I saw this as a business, there's nothing that would have stopped me, short of
Right.
selling my car and walking to work every day. And I'm just being real with you guys. There is a so the three options are an 1150 kit, an 825 kit, and a 325 kit. There's different products that come in them. There's different options that you have, the number of tests. the number of product, like the 1150 kit that I bought came with 15 bottles of oil, 10 tests, and a bunch of other stuff. And so I immediately was able to go to my top tier people and say, try this, try this, try this, try this. And now I have 10 people going, I want in. Where do I get my 1150 kit? So it was the initial investment into that. Now I will tell you, there's easier ways to enter a business, but it's all based on your level of commitment. What are you willing to do to start your business? You were willing to do everything you had to do to start that power washing business. I know how bad you wanted your husband out from under cars or not working on motorcycles. I know what you had, the lengths that you were willing to do to be able to make that happen, short of selling a child. I mean,
Correct.
seriously. So for me, Klarna, if you have to Klarna it, if you have to affirm it, if you have to go pawn your, listen, everybody can cut the fat. If you got Netflix, let me tell you something. You can cut the fat. You can cut the fat. I had a girl the other day I was talking to, and I'm like, okay, I want you to go right now. And I want you to go in your garage and I want you to look around. I want you to see what is it that you have in that garage you have not laid your hands on in 30 days. Now I want you to go in your closet. I want you to look around in your closet. What's not been on your body in 30 days? Go put it on Facebook Marketplace. You can, if your level of commitment is there, you can make this happen. Because for me, coming in at 1150 and getting the ability to run on the path of the fast start bonus, I wanted to lock that. I'm not a big video game girl, but I love all the extras. I'm the VIP chick. Give me a little extra. Yeah, give me that extra. Give me this extra. I wanted that. I wanted the ability to run on that fast start. Give me that so that I can make 3 grand back in my first 4 months. By the way, 4 days. And if I can do it in 4 days, anybody can do it in 4 months. Anyone can do it in 4 months. And so there's that. I also, it gave me three business offices, Brandon. So it unlocked. I'm at the top of my organization. And then I have these two positions at my organization. So now I'm helping four legs of people. It set me up in a better business. It's like having, do I want one McDonald's or do I want three franchises? I want three franchises. And so doing that gave me that. So those are the two biggest reasons. Not only that, making that initial investment, and maybe you can talk about this, Brandon, your mindset is different.
That's I'm listening to you talk and I'm like, this is exactly how I built my last business. This is how I built the last business. They had a experience pack starter kit, okay? I think it cost me like $800. I think, is that correct? It was like $800.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I don't know. So I buy this pack and we had nothing. That was the last of my savings account. Okay. Last of my savings account, the baby was like 6 months old. And I'm like, there's no way I can go back to work. Something has to change. I took that pack. I sold everything, made a profit, bought into the business, and boom, that was it. And it's nothing different for me here. Okay. I don't have $1,100 just laying around. We just don't. Okay. That's how it is. We don't. And so what's going to happen for me is that $1,100 kit is another investment. Like I've got 10 blood test kits that I'm going to sell and get my money back. So I'm not even just even out the money. You can't go pay for power wash equipment and in, 10 little transactions have all your money back. You just can't do it.
But here's
Can't
the
do it.
thing. They even, the company even sees it as an investment and not a price that you pay. Because at the end of 1 year, if you've stayed with your business and you've gotten your oil every single month on your auto order and you have 25 customer points. Now, listen, that doesn't mean 25 customers. It's a point system over there. And like I already told you, I don't understand all of that. I don't need to understand it. In my back office, it tells me how many customer points I have. I just know that when I end this year, I need to have 25 customer points. Guess what they're going to do, Brandon? They're giving me my 1150 back. So
That's
it
amazing.
literally is an investment, or they'll give me the option to get twice as much product that I can go resell. So everything I'm more excited about the partnership. This feels like I'm a business partner. It feels like I because they reward some of the ranks that as you team build, they reward with stocks. So it's not just about building a monthly residual income. I'm going after the retirement income.
Right.
I want up there. I want in the stocks. I want to be given stocks so that one day I can retire and not have to do any of this and just live off of that income. I also love, this is a cool number. More than 80% of their shareholders are their leadership.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And that's where I see myself as being in that I don't have a retirement. I don't have a lot of stocks and investment. I invested in people over the past 14 years. And for a long time, it was the best investment that I ever made. But that doesn't mean that I'm financially stable moving forward.
Correct.
I spent money. I paid people's bills. I helped people buy Christmas for their kids. I paid car payments. I bought cruises. I rewarded people. I invested in lots of people on this planet for a long time, for 14 years. And so now that I'm in this field, and I'll tell you something really cool. You know, I'm pretty competitive, right, Brandon?
Yes, a little bit.
So this company is bringing in my old tree over into this because they actually purchased the company. And it's a partnership, it's a merger or
Yeah.
whatever, acquisition, a merger, a partnership, I don't know. There's lots of names for it. The fact is that my ownership was smart enough to realize we were stuck and we this wasn't the ultimate expansion model because overnight I woke up and I'm in 100 times more countries and I have all these new products and all this new opportunity and I get paid so many more ways. So thank you to them, right?
Yeah, that's
Thank you.
amazing.
Yeah. But in all of this, and I forgot where I was going with that. It's old age.
Yeah, no, it's good.
I don't have a clue where I was going with it, but I am super on. Oh, they're bringing in this tree. I'm competitive. That's where I was
Yeah.
going. I'm keeping one leg to my tree completely empty. I could be balancing it.
Yeah.
I balance it and spread everybody over the four legs of my tree. I make a lot more money. But you know
Yeah.
what, Brandon? Then I don't know what I'm capable of anymore. Right? And so
Oh, I
by
see.
one leg of my tree completely empty, I have to go build it. I won't get paid off of that leg until I go build it.
Yeah.
So I'm your girl in the trenches with you.
Yeah.
I'm going to prove to myself, and it's not about anybody else. It's only about me. I'm going to prove to myself I still got it. I'm not like all these coaches and these other leaders that just sit back and collect a check. I'm a builder. I'm a grower. I'm not a recycler. So I'm not out trying to recruit the rest of the world. I'm not on Facebook posting about how awful everybody else is. I just want everybody to see how great we are.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that will set me apart in this. It will create longevity in our organization, and it will create a true business partnership like you and I have. It wasn't founded on what we hate. It was founded on what we have in common and the things that bind us and not the and the things that drive us and not the things we're running from. And
Right.
not any brokenness or damage or toxicity or trauma. That's not what's fueling us. The excitement and the hope of what's to come is what we're running for. We're not running from anything.
Right. And I want you guys to have skin in the game because at the end of the day, if you don't, I think, anybody could just give you anything. How many times, like, I know I've done this, I'm guilty of this, where I've signed up for that free class or that free webinar or whatever it is, and I never show up. But if you take $25 out of my pocket to join a webinar, I'm not going to miss it. Or how many books have been given to you? I've got books on my shelf that people gave to me that I've never touched. But if I buy the book, I'm reading the book, and it's I feel like that's super important here because a lot of people brag about it's a free startup in our company, and it could be here too. Ideally, right? If you get your four friends to get the product, you don't have to pay for that. You really love it. You start sharing it, you're going to make money. But I don't think that's really what moves people to action.
No, zero investment means zero commitment. If we're being really honest with ourselves, it's like when you're a teenager and you're given your car, your first car, right? You rag the crap out of that thing. You don't check the oil. You're not
Yeah.
keeping it clean. But listen, you when you as an adult, when you buy your first car, it's like, y'all are not eating in this car. You better finish that before you get up in here. Oh, did you leave that little crumb behind? You better, And so you just you're positioned differently. You see it. You respect yourself. You know, there was a study done years ago, Brandon, about people that got business cards when they started their network marketing company. Just buying business cards, just that small of an investment made them sit differently and sit up and take notice. I'm a business owner. And with this, you are a business owner. It's not a side gig with this company. It's not some little thing that I do. You can do it sometimes, and you can do it part-time, and you can do it full-time, but you're an owner. And when you start getting stocks, you really are. It's more of a partner-owned franchise model than the little side gig, the cute little side gig my wife does, or the cute little side gig the single mom does. It's not that. You actually have, like, I'm excited that I have a business that is a business that I can go have business conversations with chiropractors. They need this in their office, especially when a chiropractor finds out there's only been 50,000 tests done. Hello, put them in your office, sell them to your patients, sell them the oil off your shelf, build a customer base. You don't have to go and be a team. You could just build a customer-based business. There's
Right.
you have this thing, Brandon, where you actually can rank advance from just building a customer base. And at some point, like, I don't know, 500 customer points or something, you get a $10,000 bonus as if you build a team and it's a rank advancement bonus.
Right.
Who does that?
And that's great for people like me because I'm the customer builder. I didn't build a big team, not even close, but customer wise. And I would never get the same. I wouldn't get that anywhere else. I wouldn't get that. But I think people just don't even understand residual income.
Yeah, and they got it on the residual bills. They got those
Right.
down pat because those suckers show up every month, whether you want to or not, whether you go to the mailbox and get them out
Yep.
or not, they're still showing up. And that's the cool part about the residual income. And you know, I'll give you a perfect example of that. You know, through COVID, my daughter was very ill, 9 months in ICU.
Oh.
I didn't work. My business grew 43%. I didn't show up. Every month my paycheck still showed up. And that's what you want. The business coming back. Just like your people coming to your podcast, Brandon, they show up. They come back. They support you. And in what I from everything that I've seen with this company, you know, their customer retention is more than 2 years because it is science-based. It's factual. It's not based on some wow factor feeling product. So let me ask you, let me share your experience with that, Brandon. You buy a product because some chick, some mom, some woman says, oh my gosh, the energy, I lost 13 pounds in 72 hours, and this is what you can experience. And have you ever felt for that before?
Every day. And the worst part, you guys, the worst part is it's my friends. It's my friends that I thought I was friends with that are like, this is so amazing. And yeah, maybe no. They're full of shit. 99% of the time, I'm not gonna lie.
Well, I don't even think it's intentional.
No.
They want this. They want to help people and they want to make money. And so, you know, one of the things I'll tell you over the last 11 years that I have watched happen is every time we launched a weight loss product, we launched it to people whose paychecks were dependent on it working. I never understood that. I always thought that was odd. Why are we releasing it to people who will literally lie because they want it and not even intentionally? Like
Right.
your mind is a very powerful muscle. It will do things and make you think, did I feel that?
Right.
Did I have that energy? I think I have energy. Oh my gosh, it's working. And then I'm going to go tell the world. I
Yeah.
watched a video a couple of weeks ago of a girl. She was doing her before. And she actually linked it to her now. Brandon, in the refrigerator behind her, she's picking up a gallon of milk. You can watch it in the refrigerator. She picks up the gallon of milk as she videos the scale so that she's heavier in the before than she is in the now.
Oh, that's what happens.
Wait, what? And then these filters. Look, girls, I gotcha. Okay, we all want to look better on camera. We all want to look smoother. We don't want to have as many wrinkles. But come on, when you're comparing that to real videos at an event, and you really haven't lost all that weight, or we see you on a Zoom and your head's like this, and you've got six chins, you're not fooling us anymore.
Correct.
The market, when it comes to the business side of this, the marketplace, the consumers have gotten a lot smarter about this crap. So with this business, Brandon, like I never have to tell an overweight woman that she has to go take before pictures again. I never have to sit. It just hit me. Like I feel emotional about never having, because as being a woman, I didn't even have, I got rid of every single mirror that showed anything from here down. I didn't want, I hid from cameras. So we force women to have to go pick up a gallon of milk to take that before picture because she was too ashamed to take it when she started. I don't want to live in that world anymore. I don't want to walk in that. And you know what else, Brendan? I want a test to tell women whether this product is working. I don't want to have to say, well, Brandon, let me just ask you, are you doing everything you should be doing?
Did you drink enough water? Tell me what you're eating. Let me see the
Don't lie
pictures
to
again.
me. I saw you post. You were at the drive-thru at Dunkin' Donuts last week. I don't want to. I don't want to traumatize women anymore. I'm tired of making them think that they that their bodies or the decisions they're making are bad. Because what if it has nothing to do with your habits? Because you know what? I do believe, Brandon, I've watched you. I've watched you be in the gym. I have no reason to doubt that you were watching everything you were doing, that your habits were on point, that you were in a calorie deficit, and your body was not cooperating.
No.
Who am I to say you're a liar?
I mean, I gaslit myself, you
Right?
know, like we've gaslit ourselves, and now I am so thankful that I finally have an answer, and it's not even an it's I don't even know if it's the answer, but it's the possibility.
Right.
And there's no way it can't not be that. I mean, I think when I read it was like 8.6 billion people or something like that. 8.6 million. I don't know. It's a lot of people that are deficient.
Yeah. So in that, if that feels good as a business owner, right? Never having to shame, guilt, or traumatize a woman who's already broken. That feels really promising to me. And I'm all in, both hands up. Let's go. Let's run together. And also giving other people the men. Let's talk about Ben. Let's talk about hot husband. Ooh, I love
Hot
hot husband.
husband. Yes.
I've always called him in that, haven't I?
You have. He loves it. He
First
loves
time.
it.
First time I ever met him. Hot husband. How's hot husband? I love hot husband. He's never had a place in this with you.
No.
He's never going to talk to a woman about how often she poops.
No.
He doesn't want to talk to
No.
you about that, right?
No. No.
Never found his, he's never had a place behind, he could never be the king beside his queen doing something. And just you being in the room, I mean, it's promising for me with Hunter. Her absorbing the things that she's heard from me already and feeling confident enough to have that conversation with her doctor, she'd never have that about being
No.
overweight. That would never be something that she would do. And so the husband and wives coming together and being closer and maybe not being on TikTok videos and actually being able to watch these kinds of videos together and learn something and share something and engage in conversation. That sets my butt on fire. I love that to have the uplines in this company, husband and wife teams, every single person from me up. There's only three of them, four of them now. They are husband and wife teams. That's going to inspire. That's going to set a culture in our company and our organization that we work together. We support each other, right? And so all of those things, I believe in the perfect storm, Brandon. I believe that blessings are bestowed upon us. It's just, do you recognize when they're delivered? Do you see them for that? Are you going to let your cynicism and your trauma and gossip and the things that you think you know keep you from actually being in receipt of those blessings. Because we are children of God, and He created us to live a good life. He created
Correct.
us to be abundant. He created us to be servants and to be helpful of each other. And for me, the business side of this checks all those boxes.
Yeah. Business and product for me. And I mean, what have we been doing? I've been desperate, you guys. I'm literally, if I could just show you, I can't because we're on my computer right now. If I could show you my supplement cupboard, literally any company that you've seen pop up or anything that anyone is selling, I have something of everything. I have every fucking thing there is. And not only just to support friends, it's out of like desperation of like, there has to be something that's going to help me like kick this into gear. So I've done all this research. I've talked with my chat G, whatever GPT or whatever it is, about the supplements that I should be taking. And I pray for all these things. I'm literally so desperate, like thinking about that shot. I have a friend that's done it. She didn't die. She's not blind. I'm like, well, maybe there's a chance I'll be okay. No, bitch, those things are so toxic. They are so toxic. So I've been praying for all of that and just praying for like that foundation of like, I want to provide for my family again. My husband is tired. Like, I don't know if I could say it because I'm on Facebook Live. He's tired of this job. He's tired of welding. He's tired of the pressure. He's a boss now. And like, it's not a fun boss job. It's not like the desk boss job. It is like, he's in it and there's 100 people talking to him at once and his head is about to explode. Like he's not having a fun time anymore. So this is huge for me. It's huge because like the business is a no-brainer and then the product is even, I don't have to gaslight people. I don't have to guess if it's going to work. I don't have to, that's it. I share a test. You get on some oil, things start changing and everything works out for itself. So if you've prayed like me, if you've desperately prayed for that opportunity, if you're praying for the answer, then you can't ignore it when it gets here. Is it going to be uncomfortable? Yeah, I'm all the things. Like I'm in a free state, right? In a free state of like I don't know what to do anymore. It's just exhausting. But I have a lot of hope and I'm not mad at the oil. I'm excited to see what happens. Day five of taking it. I'm not going to pretend I have some like, woo. Plus my whole house is sick and that's not helping anything right now. So it's just, you know, we'll get there, but you guys know I'm not going to bullshit you. So I do feel like this is an answer for me. At the core, it's as much as I prayed about this, I really feel like it's an answer. So if you get the opportunity, don't ignore it. You can't think that God's not blessing you when you're just ignoring it.
Well, but there's also the time side of this. So I saw a doctor on TikTok, and she's actually on TikTok, and you can Google or you can YouTube omegas compared to smoking cigarettes. I dare you. I dare you, because she literally talks about how being omega imbalanced is like smoking a pack of cigarettes every day. You are literally shortening your life by 5 years. Now, Brandon, there's a lot of companies out here that can promise you that you can make money. They can give you can make money with us, and you can make money. How many companies can help you get more time? How many products? There are products that can help you lose weight. There are products that can make you think you're losing weight because you have energy, because it's overloaded with a bunch of stimulants that your body is actually doesn't need to have if you genuinely go to the root of the problem. But
And
how
it
many?
is trapping that toxic stuff in your cells too. Nothing can get in, nothing can get out. So all the abuse I've done or the things I've done, it's just trapped,
Yes.
right?
Yes, everything is trapped in there. Do you have any idea? It's like a going through a car wash, and if you could just whoosh out all the stuff. You know, there was a thing that I saw one time that people would use to make people understand why you could come into a product and start a supplement, and then you could lose some weight and then gain some weight. It's called the fat whoosh. Have you seen it? Where
I've
it's
heard, yeah.
Your fat comes out of your cell and you hydrate and you flush all of that out. So the water takes up the fat cell. And that's why you could have some weight gain. Y'all, I don't think there's anything scientific about that. Maybe there is. If there is, I've never found the test that proves it. I don't know how they would do a test that proves that.
Correct.
But here's what I do know. What I do know is that If you've got everything on lockdown and there's nothing getting in and nothing getting out, like solitary confinement, you're just dehydrating your body when you start something. You're just getting rid of hydration. Maybe some liquid that's hanging out. The true test is if you stop taking the weight loss supplements, do you gain weight? Think about that for a minute, Brandon. The true test is can you stop taking it for a month and just continue the way that you're doing and not gain weight? Because if not, that's just a temporary fix. Not at the core root of the problem. And the only way to achieve long-term value and benefits, longer longevity of life, less health problems, is by getting to that core root of the problem. And I believe everything that I've seen from the doctors, the pharmacists, the nutritionists, all of the people all over the planet, it's omegas. And I'm sad that it took me to be 55 years old before I found it. But let me tell you something. Now that I have, the rest of the world's got to know.
Everybody has to know. That's why I'm excited that you spend some time with me today to do this podcast, because this is huge. It's huge. And I can't imagine anybody watching that isn't affected by this.
Yeah. Well, and here's what I again, if I had two things that I would say is one, I dare you to prove me wrong. I dare you to go do the DISS test and Google whatever dish daily dish you have versus omega imbalance. And then I dare you to test. I devil dog dare you to test, because then you can't argue. Then you can,
No.
then once you know, you have to do something. Because at the end of your life, don't, if you could, if somebody could say, poof, Brandon, you have 5 more years. 5 more years to get to know that grandbaby, that little redhead is going to have. 5 more years making memories and being able to watch, actually watch one of them walk down the aisle. 5 more years of spending with those naked cats that you are so obsessed with. 5 more years of loving men, hot husband. 5 more years of making memories that you're the people that mean the absolute most will be able to remember you by. Isn't that worth taking the test to find
It's
out?
worth it.
Just putting a teaspoon or 2 teaspoons or whatever it is based on your body weight. That's the other thing. Can we just talk about personalized? Why is it somebody 4 times my size gets the same daggum box of a weight loss solution? I weigh a whopping 132 pounds. He weighs 600 pounds, but we got to take the same dose? Wait, what? That doesn't even make, and I'm guilty. I've been selling it for 14 years and never even thought, wait, how is that?
No,
Now,
this goes by body weight. Kids can take it, men can take it, women can take it, your grandma can take it, everybody can take it, and it's got your dose on here.
and how about they have a pregnancy protocol? Wait, what? They have a pregnancy protocol, you guys. They have a protocol that you can actually follow at the most fragile time of your entire existence when you've got that baby inside you. So, of course, and listen, if you know people, think about it. Don't write names. I challenge you guys, go write disses. So and so has this dis, and so has this dis, and so suffers from this. And take it all the way into the elderly ages. And you guys know where I'm going with the things that affect our super elderly. And go do your homework and take a look at it. I wish I'd have had this 6 years ago, before I lost my grandmother in a nursing home all alone during COVID, because I truly believe from the studies that I've seen, I think this would have extended her life.
I know exactly what you're talking about, and I'm just telling you guys, I listed a bunch of things that you're going to have a problem with if your omegas are not in balance. Memory is huge.
Yes.
Memory is huge. So, and not just that, I mean balance, it's your core body stability as well. Like, it messes you up. You just don't have that. You're not in alignment whatsoever. So, and no matter what you do, I know I talk a lot about on my podcast just that emotional alignment, mental alignment, but physical alignment really matters, and you're going to flourish a lot more with stepping into your potential, being who you're going to be if you are literally aligned, if you're balanced. This is huge. It's huge.
It's huge.
And it's $40 a month, you guys. I'm not even.
Yeah. And you know, here's, you know, there's so much to the business side of this, Brandon. It does it, they ship to so many places, and anywhere they ship to, you can have a business. Do you know how rare that is? There's
I
so
do.
many companies. I was looking through the list and literally going, oh, so and so from TikTok. Oh, and so this one from TikTok, she would love to be in business with me. All of these people that now have access because we ship into their countries, and that gives them the ability to sell to people that they know in the United States. A lot of companies, if they don't ship there, you can't do anything with them. So we have countries that we're open in that open the door for so many more people who have connections in company in other countries. So I this is what I would do. I once you see something, you can't unsee it. And so I would challenge all of your podcast listeners, all of your loyal fans. This is an opportunity, you guys, to get a little closer to Brandon. I mean,
You
think
guys
about it.
want to get close to
Yeah, I
me?
know, right? Here's what I want to ask you. How many of you wish you could afford Brandon's personal coaching? I'm just asking.
I
There's
know.
because Brandon, at the end of the day, $45 a month to be on your A-list. Now, I'm just going to tell you, I pay mentors and coaches a lot more than
A
$45
lot more.
a month.
I
And
do.
I get a lot less than they would get out of this by just being your customer and getting your health coaching and your and that side of you. Yep, put it there. And then to be an actual team member and a partner with you for $1,150. Let me just tell you guys something. I paid $80,000 for 1 year of coaching with somebody. I've actually, let me take that back. I'm being mentored right now by somebody that we spent $100,000 on. And do you know what I get, Brandon? You know what I get? I get 6 months, 30 minutes a week. $100,000. And in this, somebody could come in, start a business, and have you as their mentor and their coach for $1,150 and get, I don't know, 3 grand worth of products. That's at least. That's a value stack. If you guys don't know the business, that's called a value stack. And you get this, and you get this, and here's your bonus, and you get this, and you unlock this. That's your bonus stack with doing business with Brandon, because you get all of those extra things all wrapped up in a pretty little briefcase called a business.
And I'm excited. I'm excited to show you guys what it's like. It's empowering. It's empowering. First paycheck, second paycheck, you're just like, this is really happening. Is this happening? It's surreal. It's surreal. So I'm excited to do it because growing a business is growing yourself too. And that's, what do they call it? Personal development with a paycheck. It absolutely is. Like, I'm going to pay you to become a better version of yourself. That's huge.
And you know, I will say this one last thing on the profession of network marketing. The number one problem with network marketing is the number of people that point out the problems with network marketing,
Yes.
inside and out.
Guilty.
Well, but not no, you bring awareness. I'm talking about the don't listen to your upline, don't do this, don't do that. Why, if we did more of the encouraging side of this and showcasing the things that the people that do, and I'm not even talking about the big paychecks. I'm talking about the people that are buying groceries from their paycheck this week, the people that are having a little extra gas, the people that I met somebody one time years ago, and I called her and I said, what are you doing? And she said, I'm standing in line getting ready to sell my plasma. Like, wait, what? I didn't even know that was a thing. I knew, listen, I never walked into a pawn shop, but I knew that people could pawn stuff. I didn't know you could sell your blood. I didn't know that. I knew you could donate, and I knew you could like donate sperm for somebody to be able to have a baby that can't have a baby. I never knew it was a business, and people actually fed their children from selling their blood. It shook me to the core. And so, and then I called somebody one time and I said, "What you do? What you up to?" And she said, "I'm searching, I'm looking for couch money." I was like, "Wait, what?" And she said, "You ain't never looked for couch money? You know, people come, they sit down at your house, they visit you, and change falls out of their pocket." She's like, "I need to get gas, and so I'm trying to find a couple of dollars and change and falling down in my car seat and in my couch." And I'm like, "No, never heard of that." And so those are the people, Brandon, that need to take a look at this and feel better and build a story and be a customer. And those are the people whose lives we need to change
Yeah.
and make it better. But the people that are looking at this today and thinking, "You know, I do need some more time. I would like to be able to help somebody." I've been, maybe it's people that are watching you that never had the opportunity to run. Maybe they've been in this profession and they haven't, they are part of that other whatever percentage.
Toxic culture. Yeah.
And they've never found their path. And maybe they lost hope. Maybe they lost belief. Well, between you and I, they don't need to have belief because you and I believe way before they ever do. And maybe they don't even need to have hope. Maybe they just need to think, what if? What if this is the opportunity? What if I'm on here wasn't an accident? What if I'm seeing this wasn't, what if somebody shared this with me and it wasn't an accident? Maybe this is my running path because there's been a lot of doors closed on me for a really long time. And this one, I feel like just slung wide open and said, "Welcome home. Come on in." And that's what I want everybody to take a look at. You could share a simple little 4-minute video with these folks. And if it's in alignment with them, then let's go. And if it's not, okay, we wish you luck. But
Yeah.
I would challenge them to at least take a look.
For real. You guys, make sure you check the show notes and you can hit me up if you want to check out that video as well. And I have an incredible group because I'm new here. I'm new here. And Angel's 2 weeks ahead of me, and she's got a lot of smarts, and she's got all the people with all the smarts before her to share in this group. So you're gonna find like a lot of legit information in there. But literally, all we're saying is to test, don't guess, you know? Test, don't guess, and stop wasting money on supplements until you do. On I quit buying. I haven't bought a single thing since I found out about this, because what's the point? Other than this weight loss product that's coming out. Okay. I did put some money, I put some skin in the game. I got a lot of people that put up $29 for this. Maybe we're gonna love it, maybe we're not, but again, we've spent $29 on way worse things. So I do still have a few of those left, you guys. If you want to get yours ordered, I will have them in hand. They're supposed to ship the last week of September, right?
Yep. Let me also tell you that that can be a little bit of a check yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's say you get the $29 supplement and you take two doses and you do not feel anything. My suggestion is stop. Stop. Don't go any further. Do not proceed yet. Hang on to it. Stick it in the drawer. Stick it in the underwear drawer. Nobody else finds it. And test. And then 30 days into taking your oil, I want you to do another dose, right? And let's see, do two doses. Feel now. And then if you still don't feel anything, do it at the end of another 30 days. And really pace yourself so that even every 2 weeks, take a dose and see, how's this feeling? How's that feeling? Because then you can course correct as you're going, and you'll be
Correct.
able to know, because at the moment that you actually start feeling something, you're like, "I don't have to wait till the end of month four. I'm going to start taking this now." This, the
Yeah.
delivery is completely different. So this is also a really great way for you to GPS your path over the next 4 or 5 months as well.
And I want to make it clear, you guys, I'm already taking the oil. So I don't want you to compare yourself and be like, oh, this weight loss product is working for Brandon, but not for me. So she's got to be full of shit. I mean, I'm taking a foundational product. So am I cheating? Absolutely not. I know what's going to benefit me. So by the time I take it, I'm probably going to have a different experience than you.
That's right. Absolutely. And listen, but that doesn't mean they have to wait.
Exactly.
They can go ahead and get their test on the way, get their oil on the way, and be ready to run right now. And be getting, and listen, if for those of you that are business, go ahead and get you some customers. Order, you can even order as a customer, Brandon, try the business on and get four customers. And if you do that pretty quickly, then you know, well, this is a lot easier than I thought it would be. So then you jump over into the business portal and you start making some money.
Correct. You guys, I'm very excited. So if you want to run with us, let's go. Okay. It's what else are you going to do? What are you doing to make your shitty day yesterday a better day tomorrow, right? It's the decisions you make today that are going to influence who you're going to be in a 6 months to a year from now. So I'm telling you, I've been a stay-at-home mom because of this industry, and I want to continue to being a stay-at-home mom, and it's going to be because of this industry. So maybe we can make Ben a stay-at-home dad. We'll see. We'll see, because he could share this with men too. It's not, it's not, women are the one that are after the weight loss numbers wise, way more than men. So that was just a women's market, but this is an everybody market. Literally, you guys is telling me I could give this to my kid, and they do. They give them to, I mean, that's another podcast, because I do want to talk about that, because my kids have inherited my neurospicy brain, and I just wonder, like, is would this make a difference in them? We're gonna find out.
I definitely think you should Google the studies and YouTube the studies, because I think if you have a child that has any dis daily dis, you should take a look at the studies that have been done. It will blow your mind. I never saw any of this before, Brandon. Now it's like you buy a Jeep. How many people you know that have a Jeep? I don't know. I never see them around, so they probably don't sell them here. You buy a Jeep, and everybody's got a Jeep. All of a sudden, you call it into your attention. And now, because all the conversations that I'm having and all of my devices are hearing me, they're just delivering up all of these omega tests. And this doctor saying this, and this doctor saying that. I'm like, holy Hannah, what's
It's
now
everywhere.
everywhere? And I had no idea.
Well, I'm with you, but now you guys are going to have an idea, because I'm not going to stop talking about it. And once you get into this, you aren't either. So, Angel, I just want to say thank you so much for your time here. We're going to have to do this again, because I mean, this is the beginning. Like, we're just getting started. So I want to talk about everything that comes along with this, and just the journey with it. So,
Get your test and I'll get my test. I'll keep mine secret. Mine will be in probably 5 days ahead of yours. But you get your test back and we'll come do a test live and unveil and talk about how bad it is. Because, like, I see somebody, he's very fit. He's at the gym. His wife has had him on every state fad diet there is. And if you saw him across the room, you'd be like, ooh la la. But let me tell you, 35 to 1. How bad it is. That's how out of balance he is. And so let's do that. We'll come back and go live with our test results and unveil them and for the whole world to see and talk about how crappy we are.
Exactly. I'm excited to show my fat cells to you guys. Okay. 100%. Okay. What is it, 4 weeks? Oh, it's 2 weeks.
Two.
Okay.
You get in the mail. But listen, if you're like me, it's going to sit around for at least a week.
Okay. Yeah.
Because mine did. It sat around. I moved it to the table by the door. And then I actually moved it to the
Yeah.
car when I don't know why I just didn't walk it to the mailbox the day I sealed it up. But
Yeah. I am gonna force myself to take this straight to the mailbox today, so that we kind of get our stuff close enough. But yeah, we're gonna come live and share our results. And in the meantime, I am taking massive action, because I'm sure that test is gonna hurt my feelings.
yeah,
I'm gonna
it
be
is.
like, oh my God.
And listen, you guys, if you're not ready to take the plunge and you just want some more information or you want to see what other people are saying, get with Brandon. Let her add you. We've got an info and an info community on Facebook, and she can add you in there. And here's what I'm going to tell you. Then nobody gonna mess with you. Ain't no pressure. It is
No.
literally we expose you to the information and you decide. And if you decide yes, you decide yes. And if you decide no, then go live your life 5 years shorter than everybody else. That's all. I don't know what else to tell you.
And if you're local to me, I will have some of those tests on hand soon. So that's going to be a thing too. So get with me about that, because I know everybody loves the local thing. Hand it to me, put it in hand. So we're
Absolutely.
going to have that. But yeah, we'll see you guys soon. I appreciate you. Thank you for tuning into the Listen Bitch podcast. And I love you guys.
Thank you.